Nothing could ever touch or entrap you, the soul, unless you believe it to be so. Stop imprisoning yourself. Fear is born from loss. Loss of something. And in love, there is no loss. Love itself even has the power to change the cells within you back to their purest state. Look at all the people that have the perceived wealth in life, but yet because they're not heaven or in joy within themselves, they complain and are miserable. Where did you show love? And where you did not show love? And you're never unworthy of love, unconditional love, or home itself, because everybody's returning there. And everybody, no matter what they've done in life, will always be loved all the same. My name is Darius J. Wright. In this video, I want to really explain home. What home is. What everybody is looking for. What everybody is deep within themselves wanting to know, but can't find. If you don't understand these things of love, you won't understand that 100% of the time what you're looking for in all of these other directions is actually you're searching for home, and the only way to find it is through love. And this is very important for people to understand that watch this. Love can be defined in a very simple way. And people overcomplicate this because when they're trying to search for love, they're trying to search for love in a way that they are familiar with in terms of their analytical thinking program mind construct. And you'll never find love within the mind. You'll never find love with the trying to understand it. Just with that question. So when you ask the question, what is love, you have already set yourself up in a position where you will never find love, because love can't be asked and explained to you in the way that a lot of people want it explained, because love is felt. Love is felt. How do you explain authenticity? How do you basically go to an individual and say, explain to me what is your authentic self? The moment that the individual tries to explain what its authentic self is, it stops being authentic, because it's in a state of constantly just being itself, not even trying. And that's what love is. It's not something that you try to be or something that you try to understand. It's something that you just are, and you just be it. You just be yourself unconditionally. Allowing yourself to be yourself unconditionally, that is love. That is the shortest definition of love to get people to understand, because once you feel it, you can't unfeel it. But once you think you know it, you may believe something else and therefore you lose it. Feeling, the feeling of it can never disappear. And once you feel it, once you understand what I'm telling you, then love is a felt state. And it's felt through people expressing themselves. It's felt through connections. You can't define it, because defining it puts a border and limit on love itself. And love is actually the infinite. Love is the infinite. So the moment you try to define love, you then put limits on the infinite itself. And therefore, that's what love is not. That's love. Once you are in love with somebody else, first and foremost, you can never love somebody else unless you first love yourself. You can never share that which you are not within yourself. So, when you try to share love with somebody else in the way that the current understanding of the way love is today, then that is basically all based off, if you look at majority of people, it's based off attachments, control, confinement. Because really what they're doing. Look at how they're expressing it to other people, because the reason why they're doing that is because that's how they feel within themselves. They haven't fully understood what love really is, or loving themselves, being authentically themselves. Instead, they have hidden themselves. They have stopped being their authentic self. They put limits and borders on themselves, and they reflect that onto other people. I love you, but don't do this or don't do that and don't do that. That is conditions. You're putting conditions and limitation on another human being, and you are confining that same individual the same way that you have confined yourself within yourself. So you can never truly love unconditionally, the true rawness of love, unless you love yourself first. Because once you understand that, then you understand that you would never want to put a limit on yourself to begin with, and nor would you want to put a limit on somebody else. The soul and spirit, are these the same thing? Now, this is where we need to go into the soul, body, and spirit connection. And a lot of people don't understand this. So your soul is the infinite. It is the source of all things. It's even what is considered the Father. So if you look into religious texts, they'll say that the Father created all things and is the source of all things. Well, what is the Father? The Father is your soul. Each individual soul is the source of light for everything. The reason why the sun shines is because of you. The reason why there's light in all of creation is because of you. We are the birthers of all light within everything, and we give life to everything. Because if we weren't here, there would be no light within this creation that we're in. There would be no sun shining. We give the very light to the sun to shine for us. We're seeing our reflection. We're seeing our light. We're seeing our divinity with everything around us. Good and bad. So understand the soul is that, and that's you. Individually, you keep your personality, you keep everything that is you, but you are not finite to anything. You have no borders, restrictions, or boundaries. The soul doesn't have that. And this is why it's impossible to touch your soul. You cannot touch the infinite. You cannot touch that which it doesn't have a beginning, nor does it have an end to it. That's you. That's very important to understand, because the body comes from the physical manifestation based off the soul's will. So we are actually created in the image of the soul. So our soul wants to experience within this creation that we're in, and it manifests a body. So the body is the reflection of the soul, and within the body we have a spirit. Now a spirit is like memories. So a lot of people are like, well, I can't tap into my infinite self. When I go back to the source of all things, then I tap into my higher self. Not necessarily true. No, see, you are the highest version of yourself in this body here right now in forgetfulness. And when you return back home, you remember all of your memories and the reason why you do certain things and why you do certain things. All of those memories return to you. But within the body, you do have a spirit, and the spirit is, you could say, is memories. It's also thought forms. Yeah. Look at a spirit like this. If I right now were to think of something, I put that thought form in my field. Scientifically proven, we have an electromagnetic field that surrounds us. But we just can't see it because we're only decoding 1% of the light spectrum, or 1% of the frequency band. But once you come out of the body, you could see 100% of the light spectrum, 100% of the frequency bands that are not visible to our physical eyes. This is including the thought forms that are physical. They are actually physical manifestations. So when you have a thought and you keep on thinking of something, negative or positive, but if you keep on thinking of something, you can basically make a thought form into a creation. Classic example of this. Typically, when people come out of their bodies, they will see whatever their subconscious beliefs. They'll see whatever they've been thinking a lot will be presented to them, whether if that's a boogeyman. See, the boogeyman itself is the negative spirit dwelling within the physical body. And it's a negative spirit only because we give belief into it, which then makes that thought form into a physical manifestation. But only able to have influence over the physical body and the soul just because we believe it. Think about what I said. What came first? The soul is the creator of all things, including the body and the spirit that's within the body. It doesn't matter what belief systems you have within a spirit within you. It has no power over you unless you believe it to be so. This is why nothing could ever touch or entrap you, the soul, unless you believe it to be so. And your belief in it to be so gives your power away to the very belief. And therefore, because the soul is the infinite, the infinite cannot have any limits, borders, boundaries, or limitations. You cannot have ultimate expression of freedom with a limitation. And so even you yourself as the soul can put yourself in a prison due to your own beliefs, due to your own will. Think about it this way too. We believe in many things like the financial system, currency, governments, etc. Money only exists and has value because we the people believe it to have value. It's only our belief. The moment that someone stops believing in money, therefore it has no value. And this is the same thing when it comes to spirits. Negative thought forms, manifestations turned into negative spirits dwelling within people or in the field of all things that people could tap into and sense those things. But they only have power based off your mere belief in them. Because the moment you pull your soul's will and your belief out of those things, therefore it has no power. It has no power over anybody. And this is why there's nothing to fear. There's nothing to fear in anything. And I promise every single one of you, if you believe what I'm saying, that not one thing will ever touch you. In the out of body state, in these self-imposed prisons through the thought forms that you believe, stop imprisoning yourself. Understand that the soul cannot be touched, and stop putting yourself in prisons. That's the soul, body, spirit is how I would explain it. You cannot have unconditional love with a judgment. You cannot have unconditional love with a judgment. And that is one of the unbreakable truths of all things in this creation. You cannot have ultimate expression of freedom with a limitation, just as you cannot have unconditional love with a judgment. But judgment and discernment are two different things. A lot of people misunderstand when I say that, and I'm going to give you a very clear example of this. If you point to something and you say that is harmful, that's not judgment. That's discernment. That's pointing out what's being done. Judgment would be this. If you see that act being done, and then you say to that individual, you are unworthy of love itself because of the act, and you basically deem the individual worthy of the very act itself, that's judgment. Because every single soul is worthy of love. Every single soul is worthy of home. The moment that you say you have caused harm, now you need to suffer for eternity, that's judgment, and that's not true. Everybody's worthy of it. If you have a fruit tree, a mango tree, and this mango tree you plant hundreds of them. And one mango tree doesn't fruit for one season. You don't go to the mango tree and say, you are unworthy of bearing fruit ever because you didn't fruit this year. No, the mango tree still has the capacity to fruit next season and next season. And it's not unworthy of that which is what it is. So you could say to a mango tree, you didn't fruit this year. That's not judgment. But then saying you didn't fruit this year and now you will never fruit again, you are unworthy of bearing mangoes ever, then that's the judgment. That's the judgment. Because unconditional love does not judge. Unconditional love would say to that tree and say to every individual, I know what you've done, but that doesn't mean that I'll ever stop loving you. And you're never unworthy of love, unconditional love, or home itself. Because everybody's returning there. And everybody, no matter what they've done in life, will always be loved all the same. That is unconditional love. It never stops loving, no matter what's done. But it can say and point out that which is unloving. You see, people that are in harm and they say, well, my love is causing harm. No, that is a lie. Love doesn't cause harm. What that is love in disguise, in pain. It's love lying. It's love fronting. Love saying that it's love when it's love not. That's not love at all. Love doesn't cause harm. Love loves. And everybody knows what I'm saying is true, because you could feel what I'm saying. Get past the words, get past the mental constructs and feel what I'm saying. Love does not cause harm. If you are in that state, it would never be to cause harm to anything, but only love it. The opposite of love is fear. And where does fear come from? Where is the core? Where is it born from? Fear is born from loss. Loss of something. And in love, there is no loss. Because when you go home, you're going back to love, and nothing is ever lost in love. There is no fear in love. The only thing that's in love is absolute freedom. And in that freedom, you have love, you have joy, you have courage. And many people have mistaken the anger that they feel. It's not anger that you feel. That's not really anger, because anger is still the opposite of love, but it's not anger. It's actually your fear feeling courage within you, because courage is love. It does things in the act of love in courage. It is courageous to do something that is true in what love would do. So even the anger within you that you think is anger, it is actually love trying to express itself through your whole body to do what love would do, which is all things good. That's unconditional love. I want you to also ponder on this. I've had a life review. Every near-death experiencer has a life review. But I want to drive what I'm saying home to you. So you got to actually have something that's tangible that you could say, oh yeah, that is true. Why is it every single life review, the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing now, but every single life review shows you these two things. Where did you show love? And where you did not show love. And you're showing these. You're not showing these in a place of judgment on you. Because no one's judging you based off anything that you've done. But you're showing, look, all these things you've done in love. And look, all these things that you didn't do in love. You see, many people may think that that's judgment. But that's not. Because it's not basically condemning you equal to the act and never worthy of above that act. But it still shows you those things. We cast judgment on ourselves based off those things. And the unforgivable sin is a sin that you cannot forgive yourself for. And the regrettable is the unforgettable on the other side. This is why there is nothing that you could ever do to try to cause punishment on somebody than the very punishment that they will cast on themselves through looking at themselves. And every soul looks at themselves. And when they do and they see those things, guess what? They are still all loved. All the same. They're all loved. And they all return back home. In the home that they return to, yes, it is the other side, but it's within themselves. They return back to love again, and that is home. Think about what everybody is searching for here. They're searching for solutions here. But the solutions that they're searching for doesn't come from here. The solutions come from the other side where you were before you were born, expressed into the physical body and into this world, into this heaven. Nothing will ever be accomplished, not one thing will ever be accomplished within this place if it's not done in love. Otherwise, you will always have systems based off of control, controlling something, somebody, which are all things that love are not, and they are all things that are not good. They're not. And so therefore, the true heaven that people are searching for will never be born here, because it needs to be born within yourself first and expressed here. This is why returning home, every single person that returns home, it will always experience a joyous event, because once you return to home, once you return to love, it's a joyous thing. Joy is love. And it's what we all search for here, whether if it's going for an ice bath, or if it's hiking somewhere, you do those things because you are trying to find joy in life. So everything that you do should be striving towards joy itself, fulfillment. Look at where you place energy. The negative things in life, what do you give more power to? The negative things or love itself? You have to pick one. Standing in the middle is no choice. What that is, the spiraling void down. Making no decision is actually not part of a solution either. You see, they've manipulated so many people to think that love is sitting back and doing nothing at all. And what a great job they've done. Because now what people think the highest state of love is to sit in between and do absolutely nothing in the face of the very harm that's been done to people. That is what love is not. And that's not a judgment. That is what love does not do. Love does not just sit in the middle and do nothing in the face of harm being done all around them. This is why I said, the anger that people feel has been confused with anger. It's not anger that you feel. It's courage to do things good in the face of harm. That's love trying to really express itself, but you're denying it. That's the power of love. It's the same power of love that a mother would push mountains apart just to save her child. That's love. It has been so confused what the power of this is. Love itself even has the power to change the cells within you back to their purest state. You could say reversing your age can be done in love. Because once you hold the highest state of love from the other side, what do you think that starts to do with the waters and cells within you? When you are in a stress state, why is it you could die from stress? Why is that? Because the very stress itself is the opposite of love itself. And because it's the opposite of love, it does all things destructive to yourself and even the waters and cells within your body. That's why it kills you. Love does the opposite of that. It does the opposite. Home is what we all return to. Every single person returns home. There's not one person that is not going to return back. The home is within yourself first. You need to find home within yourself. Because if you are searching for home outside of yourself, yeah, you may access home. But the thing is, if you're not it within yourself, if you're not heaven within yourself, you could reach home, but you'll never see it. You could literally be at the door of heaven itself, but if you're not heaven yourself, you will not even see it. It'll be invisible to you, but yet it's right in front of you. Look at all the people that have the perceived wealth in life or materialistic possessions, which mean nothing, but they have these things. What many people would say is heaven in this life, but yet because they're not heaven or in joy within themselves, they complain and are miserable. But yet here in this physical world, heaven has been brought to them, but they can't experience it. Or they can't even see it because they're not it within themselves. And the same thing happens even when you're trying to search for a home. Yeah, you could go there. You could go there through controlled out-of-body states. You don't need to die to do this. But you may not even see it if you don't return back to love. Because once you return back there, all things become visible to you. That state, the highest state of all things, all everything that has made all things, is that state. And it's within yourself. That's it.